Del Bash. Maryland schools look ahead to changing the statewide mask mandate. I'm Kate Ryan.
And snow days could soon be a thing of the past at one Virginia school district.
A nationwide safety alert coupled with early findings into October's metro derailment. I'm Dick Giuliano.
The COVID variant now in the U.S. 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The U.S.'s first case of the Omicron variant of COVID has been detected in California. CBS's Steve Futterman.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced detection of the first case.
We have discovered our first case, not only here in San Francisco, but the entire country.
Dr. Grant Colfax, San Francisco's director of health, says people should be concerned, but not panic.
The person recently traveled to South Africa and developed symptoms upon their return.
The person was vaccinated and so far has suffered only mild symptoms. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
CBS News has learned that the CDC is reviewing more possible cases in several states. The House panel investigating the U.S. Capitol attack votes to pursue contempt charges against former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark. Panel Chairman Benny Thompson.
He refused to offer any specific claim of privilege that could shield him from answering. Instead, he hid again and again and again.
It's a big challenge to abortion rights, and the Supreme Court's conservative majority signals they would allow states to ban abortion at 15 weeks. The court's ruling in the Mississippi case could impact abortion laws across the country. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Texas, the state that currently has the nation's most restrictive law.
It doesn't have to be overturned to have an impact, experts say. The court could weaken the decision, limiting how long into a pregnancy the right to abortion is protected.
When you realized you could not get the procedure in Texas, what did you think?
I cried.
This Texas mom of two flew to this Denver clinic for her abortion, which could become the norm for women in other states that ban the procedure.
Still no word on a motive, but a 15-year-old is now charged as an adult with murder and terrorism in a shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan. Four students are dead and seven other people injured. Sheriff Mike Bouchard says school officials had met with the boy before the shooting.
The day before, it was a meeting with school personnel about some concerning behavior. And the meeting the day of was with school personnel and parents.
On World AIDS Day, President Biden unveiled his new HIV/AIDS strategy, calling for a renewed focus on those including gay and bisexual black and Latino men.
It's a plan to make sure that the latest advances in HIV prevention, diagnosis, and treatment are available to everyone, regardless of their age, race, gender identity, sexual orientation, disability, or other factors.
Planned Parenthood in Los Angeles says a hacker got the information of some 400,000 patients, but there's no indication that it was used for fraudulent purposes. Planned Parenthood LA did not say whether it paid a ransom. This is CBS News.
With Indeed Instant Match, just sponsor a post and immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
10:03 here on WTOP, Wednesday evening, December 1st, 2021. 49 in Annapolis, headed down to the lower 40s overnight. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. As you heard from CBS News, tonight's big story is the first confirmed COVID case involving the Omicron variant here in the United States. It's in San Francisco. And the CDC is tracking other cases in other states, but has not yet announced which states. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is urging calm as the world waits for more data on the new COVID variant. He says things are getting better in terms of the Maryland numbers, and there are things you can do right now to protect yourself.
If Omicron does come to Maryland, we will find it and track it down.
To do that, the governor wants more people to get tested. So
the Maryland Department of Health and the Maryland Department of Transportation will immediately make rapid tests available at the International Terminal at BWI Airport.
Hogan adds,
state health officials are strongly encouraging all eligible Marylanders to get a booster shot as soon as possible.
Maryland has now administered more than 1 million booster shots. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
Meantime, a statewide mask mandate remains in place for Maryland schools, but the State Board of Education says at some point it has to end and an off-ramp is needed.
Maryland State School Superintendent Mohammed Chaudhry told the members of the State Board of Education he wants them to keep two things in mind as they consider changes to the current statewide mask mandate.
No single school should have to close down because of COVID.
And he said quarantines should be minimized. After discussion, the state board members called for the state education department to come back with specifics for a future vote. The current mask mandate expires in late February. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Prince William County Public Schools could soon make snow days a lot less appealing to students. Inside Nova reports it's considering a change to reclassify many snow days as online learning days, with students working from home on online material. This would be asynchronous. That means the teachers would provide assignments that students can complete online on their own time, on their own schedule. But that could change to full virtual instruction with live teaching during the next school year. Earlier this year, Virginia's General Assembly enabled school systems to declare unscheduled remote learning days during severe weather or other emergency situations. In a statement to WTOP, Prince William County Public Schools says they have not finalized snow plans yet, but hope to do so by the end of this week. Closing the education gap in disadvantaged communities is a good first step toward closing economic gaps. It's the ultimate goal of a new program.
Brown Boys.
It'll start with small group circles doing social-emotional learning work with the young men.
With Youth Guidance DC, Rasheem Rook is talking about the programs Becoming a Man and the Fellowship Initiative, partnering to launch in 4 DC high schools.
And then it'll transition into work on college and career readiness, leadership development, community service, civic engagement.
4 students a year who complete the program and successfully apply to Howard University get full scholarships. At Dunbar High, Christy King, WTOP News.
The National Transportation Safety Board has released a preliminary report on last month's metro derailment. I should say the metro derailment in October in Arlington. That has sparked a nationwide safety alert.
The NTSB is telling light rail systems across the country to look for a defect in rail wheel cars, which led to Metro's October 12th derailment in Arlington. Investigators say the flaw is difficult to detect and potentially devastating. Investigators say an inspection found the wheels that slipped off the tracks between Roslyn and Arlington Cemetery had spread apart 2 inches. A data review says the train was not speeding, traveling just 33 miles an hour at the time of the derailment. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
In a statement to WTOP, WMATA says next steps will be determined based on analysis and feedback from the Washington Metro Safety Commission. Coming up tonight on WTOP.
I know some people are saying it's really clear that the conservatives are going to uphold the Mississippi law. I just don't think so, Dimitri. I think it's an all or nothing thing.
University of Baltimore law professor Kim Whaley with analysis of the Supreme Court abortion rights debate straight ahead. Right after traffic and weather. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, get ready to pay up. The IRS has an army of tax collectors to track you down. They are relentless. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima works to stop the aggressive collection actions and fights to get you the best deal possible. They have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Optima.